But I asked her last night, and it's her fault, because she said, I think it's Monday or something.
Did you miss your chance at winning over $300 million? That's what everybody was talking about over the weekend, besides the snow. How are you? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. 17, 29, 31, 52, 53, and the Powerball number was 31. Somebody in Jersey has the ticket. No telling where in Jersey, but somebody has that ticket. They're supposed to reveal the answer to that riddle tomorrow, and then that person won't live in Jersey anymore because they'll have to move. I think there's some people that would like to move because they're tired of the snow. Spring has sprung, but not really. I mean, if you looked at the calendar, it officially is spring, but parts of Colorado, parts of Kansas had 10 to 15 inches of snow on Saturday. In Nebraska, at the southwestern part of the that state, they had 7 inches, winds 45, 50 miles an hour. And, you know, snow dumps of that amount, not that unusual. I mean, that can happen in some of those places, but this late in the game. In Pennsylvania, they're talking about. In Philadelphia, they're talking about more snow. St. Louis, 8 to 10 inches of snow. Ohio, 6 to 10 inches of snow, parts of it. Wow. New York, New Jersey, 1 to 3 inches. So, Punxsutawney Phil, what was the scoop there? I thought we were supposed to see spring. Or maybe I got that confused. One of my favorite movies is Groundhog Day, but the actual groundhog thing, the shadow, sometimes I remember what it is and sometimes I forget. I can't remember which it was this time around. But even outside of our mothership studio in lovely Minneapolis, Minnesota, Matt informed me that they'll have piles of snow. You know, when they the snow plows come in and they push the snow up in a parking lot, it's still it's there. It's just a mountain of snow that you look over and you see. And I guess eventually that melts, but then it's a question of when it melts, does it stay there through part of the summer? So not everybody gets this amazing spring that suddenly happens. It's like you turn a corner and there it is, and the flowers are everywhere, and the birds are singing, and it's a whole different ball game. It's kind of been a slow to start spring, very slow to start. All right, speaking of slow to start, not slow to start here, is what's going on with guns and the NRA and Bloomberg. Bloomberg has a ad blitz going on all over New York talking about guns, while Wayne LaPierre is doing a similar thing. $12 million on ads from Bloomie's pocket to pressure senators into backing strict new gun control measures. Mayor Bloomberg, he needs a hobby. This guy needs a hobby. So he's the sugar police, the tobacco police, the salt police, the you name it, and the guy is coming up with new regulations for the people in New York City. Now he's spreading his doom and gloom to on a federal or national scope. He's trying to wield that influence, and Wayne LaPierre is having none of it. We'll let you hear what they both had to say coming up a little bit later on this hour of America Tonight. Plus, by the way, the mailbag, I got this one from Pete in Illinois, and he said, Kate, wow, sad story. I heard you talking about what happened at Quantico heading into the weekend. What's the follow-up to that? Well, the follow-up to that is the Marines said that a 25-year-old sergeant gunned down a 19-year-old and a 23-year-old, a female Lance Corporal. Corporal Sarah Castromato was her name, and 23-year-old Jacob Woolley. in the barracks at Quantico, and awful. The guy, the shooter, the 25-year-old, was a teacher at a school that tests Marines who want to become officers. His specialty was machine gunner. The Kazumata was a warehouse clerk for the school. Woolley was a field radio operator and also worked with the school. And what the relationship is or the motive for the shooting, they're still being very coy on that. Is this a triangle thing, ex-boyfriend? It certainly seems that way, but that hasn't been verified at this point. But very sad to see that happen on the base. And, you know, this is the premier training base, so that's how they must have all come across each other, as I just described. And it's too bad, unfortunately. Coming up with the Supreme Court, some key gay marriage cases have now hit the Supreme Court level. And, when I say that, we knew this was coming, but now it's up to the people in the robes. The two cases have huge potential to actually redefine marriage in this nation. The arguments are coming at a time where even Republicans are rethinking how they feel about gay marriage. So it's on Wednesday, they're weighing the difference of the Defense of Marriage Act, considering a provision that defines marriage as between a man and a woman for the purpose of deciding who can get federal benefits. And the California case, because there's another one, the California case, which happens on Tuesday, is Prop 8, the ban on same-sex marriage. And that would be huge, depending on the ruling there. The judges, if they ruled pretty broadly on this, would overturn every state constitutional provision and law banning same-sex marriages. Or they could uphold California's ban and continue to leave it up to the states. So if they uphold the California thing, and then that would be up to the states. I think that's what they're going to do. I think they're going to duck that. I don't think they're going to overturn it. But I could be wrong. I mean, it's crazy. You're not really sure. It happens sometimes with Roberts. You know, remember last time around. So I could be wrong. If I'm handicapping this, I'm thinking that's not going to happen there. And then the other case, the Defense of Marriage Act, I don't know, that I wouldn't be surprised if that was a yay across the board. So proponents of gay marriage are asking for the judges to deny the people of the states the right to decide what marriage is in their state, what it is, what's the definition of marriage. And it's interesting the way this court case, or the way these two cases actually set up, getting all the way finally to the top of the towers, I say. So what they decide will have far-reaching effects. And some Republicans have been crossing into the pro-gay marriage side. So with that happening, there's more of a push on this. Even Senator Rob Portman, Republican from Ohio, reversed his position after his son came out as being gay. So there's been a strange shift in some cases. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If I can do that by spending some money and taking the NRA from being the only voice to being one of the voices so the public can really understand the issues, then I think my money would be well spent, and I think I have an obligation to do that. The public is going to eventually wake up and say, I want to put in office somebody that will do the things that I think are necessary for this country. That's what democracy is all about.
Thanks, Bloomy. I talked about it before, $12 million. That's what he's spending. He has it to spend. He's a billionaire, for goodness sake. So, Bloomberg versus the NRA. Who do you think wins this battle? You know what I'm going to say? I say the three letters still win the battle against Bloomberg, no matter how much influence he wields or how much money he has. It's fine. It's going to be tit for tat, I think, between the two of them, and honestly, I believe that the NRA will win this out. So the Senate's going to take up a new bill next month to require background checks for every gun that's picked up in the country, that's bought in the country, and proponents of it are pushing for a major political showdown, they know it, against supporters of gun rights and the NRA. So Bloomberg decided, you know what, I'm going to put some money into this. He launched the ad campaign that's pushing to pressure wavering senators to support the new legislation when they return from their holiday break. And he said, we're trying to do everything we can to impress upon the senators that this is what the survivors want. This is what the public wants. He was on Meet the Press. He even said that if 90% of the public wants something and their representatives vote against it, that common sense says that they're going to have a price to pay for that. But the NRA is pushing back on Bloomy's statements as well. They have dug in against stricter controls on guns since last December's shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, which was the catalyst for all the things that we've seen happen for the renewed big push on gun laws. Here's Wayne LaPierre.
He's going to find out this is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. And he can't spend enough of his $27 billion to try to impose his will on the American public. We want to fix the existing system on retail sales because our people are the ones that are going through it and are getting delayed. It doesn't work. Nobody gets prosecuted. It's completely ineffective.
Yeah, so what he's saying is it's really just a speed bump for anyone who's a law-abiding person, that the NRA has supported background checks in the past. It wasn't accurate. It wasn't instant. It wasn't fair. We did it. You blew it. We were supporting it. And then you screwed it up again and again and again and again. So we don't need more background checks. We need people to be thorough at what already happens, is what he's saying. I think that this argument's going to get pretty nasty, but ultimately I think the NRA wins out because of people even who are Democrats who are gun owners who don't think that there should be a big push to grab the guns, that we have to be told about what we're supposed to do with the guns, in other words. And I don't see that happening. I don't see it happening. So when we come back to this and we revisit this, remember this conversation. The problem is some of the things that are being proposed are not really, first of all, they're not that enforceable. And second of all, a lot of this is already stuff that has been out there and has failed. So if it's been out there and it's failed, what do you think the chances are of having it come back around again? The answer is not very good. It's not try, try, try. First, you don't succeed. And the anger and the frustration and the rage over what's happened in Newtown and Aurora, just to anybody who's been a victim of it, you won't be able to do enough to ease their pain. It's just absolutely wrong, no question. But at least what you hope is the person doesn't bail so they can be tried. That's the key thing, trying them to go through the whole justice process so they can't say that justice wasn't meted out. In other words, they didn't have a fair shake at this. I think, without a doubt, the NRA wins this. What do you think? If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. And if you think I'm all wet on this argument, please do remember, I invite everyone, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between, to jump in with us. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, it was Palm Sunday, so this was a big day. Making a little bit of a quick turn here. It's a big day for the new Pope because now all of a sudden he goes from Cardinal to Pope, and this is his first Palm Sunday. And that's big to appear before the people, at St. Petersburg Square, which is exactly what he did. So Pope Francis celebrated the first one, encouraging people to be humble and young at heart, and promising to go to a youth jamboree in Brazil in July. And there was a huge crowd, 250,000 at least. And he had Romans and tourists, and you mix all that up. And Easter is so big for the Christian religion anyway. So he's pretty spontaneous. He broke away from prepared things that he had written down, spoke in a couple of different languages, and climbed down from the vehicle that he was on, kissed a woman in the crowd, chatted with her, and another man in the crowd leaned over the barrier to squeeze his shoulder. And so he's been pretty familiar, I guess, or it looks like he's going to be a little bit familiar with the people. And that might be a good thing, since the Catholic Church has had so many problems trying to make that connection because of the big scandals in the church. And smart to do this whole naming of the Pope and rolling the new Pope out before the Easter Mass, because that's just too huge of a time. So on their part, incredibly smart at the Vatican to think and to do that. Of course, they have a long way to go, a long climb, a long, long way to climb back to so many people who have said, forget it, and I'm a lapsed Catholic, and there's no way I'm going back because of things that have been done. You know, the thing that happened over the weekend that some of you might have missed on your radar, and if you did see this, I want you to call. I'm going to pound these numbers out there, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. The large meteor that NASA Chief Charles Bolden talked about, advice on what do you do when you've got meteors or you have asteroids, because the asteroid is the bigger deal, spiraling to the Earth. And you know what he said? Pray. Pray. He said that's all you can do. If an unknown asteroids and meteors are on a collision course with our Earth, there's not much you can do about it. Remember the one that happened over Russia, 55 feet in diameter. What's interesting is some people are saying that they saw a meteor over the weekend, really from Maine, somewhere in Maine, all the way down to Florida. And people in Philadelphia, which is where I was over the weekend, swear that they saw, some of them anyway, swear that they saw that bright light and were seeing, wanted to see where it finished and how far down it was going, because it looked like to people who saw it that it was in their neck of the woods. But the it was amazingly bright and kind of flashed through the sky. If anyone was thinking about what happened in Russia, it was nothing like Russia, of course, at the tail end of it, and nobody was hurt. Just thinking they were watching some kind of show in the sky. See, that's scary to have the chief of NASA pretty much say, listen, just pray. Because if it gets too close, the solar system is active. We have hazardous objects passing through our neighborhood, and with surprising frequency, near catastrophic, could be interesting, and that kind of stuff. Flying objects toward the Earth, this is the world we live in. There'd be some kids out there with binoculars dying to see it, and other people not too thrilled about it, because we don't know where it's going to land or what's going to happen once it lands, other than a good chance, sadly, of taking a few people out. Because Russia was a great example. When it hit, about 1,500 people were injured. It's lucky they didn't have mass casualties, but 1,500 people when it came flying down, the asteroid came flying down to them and had shockwaves that shattered windows and damaged buildings. That's nothing they were expecting, that's for sure. Stay with us. We're checking the mail next.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That big giant lottery, the Powerball, 17, 29, 31, 52, 53, and 31 for the Powerball. Wow. How cool would that have been? Of course, if you knew the numbers of the lottery, ultimately, you'd know a lot of things, wouldn't you? The lottery would seem to pale in comparison to what you could possibly predict. Lots of people wanting to chime in through the miracle of snail mail. So with that, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Janice says, yo, Kate Delaney, been listening to the show. Love it. Have to tell you, I live in St. Louis, and it is nasty. How much snow can one city get? I feel sorry for the people who have to pass through here when it comes to flying because they're getting stuck. Seems like it's just pouring, 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 almost as though someone slid open one of those powdered sugary drinks and poured it down on top of us. It's coming from every single direction. Let me tell you, the wind is the toughest part. Good luck to all of your listeners who are battling this kind of weather. It's not what we expect at the tail end of March. Yeah, and she wasn't alone. Jose says, Ms. Delaney, snow, snow, and more snow where I live in Nebraska. In fact, a little bit of rain kind of mixed in with that, but that's not necessarily a good thing. Bummer. We were hoping for spring, and instead we got more snow. Looks like I can't put my shovel away just yet. Okay, this one comes to us from Bill, listening to us in Texas. And Bill says, why did I pick this weekend of all weekends to go visit relatives in St. Louis? Kate, it's been a nightmare trying to get out of St. Louis. I know people want to drive slowly, and they're concerned, and they're worried. But come on, people, it's ridiculous. Haven't they ever heard of the left versus the right side of the road? There ought to be a test for this. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the driver's test. Yeah, unfortunately, the driver's test doesn't always weed out the bad drivers. All right, Bill, listening to us in Illinois. Bill in Illinois. Whoa, watch out. The winter storm is coming, Kate, and it's bringing some heavy snow. Probably where you just left in Philadelphia, they're talking about accumulating amounts, maybe even 3 to 4 inches, 3 to 4 inches. And the people that are from areas where it snows a lot, they're saying, you think that's a lot of snow? I don't understand. You think that's a lot of snow? How about this from Jake in Austin? Jake says, Kate, I know you're paying attention to what they're doing in Washington, which usually is a whole bunch of nothing, unless it's connected to the committees that they work on. But I happen to get a chuckle out of the Israel delegation, the president just making the trip to Israel. Do you think Benjamin Netanyahu thinks kinder of him, or no, it probably played no part in it? Well, the president is hoping he thinks kinder. I mean, for goodness sake, didn't we just deliver a bunch of money to Israel? Answer that question for me. Why are we constantly giving money to Israel? I don't understand, when they are doing so well on their own. But here we go again with dumping money into other countries to our detriment. I didn't used to think that way, but now the more and more I hear, the more and more I look at things, the more I think, you know, not isolationist, but somewhere in between the two extremes, for goodness sake, would be a much better deal for all of us, for all of us. Here's a real shocker. I'm going to call this the shocker of over the weekend, and I happened to get this notice from John, who's listening to us in Maine. And John says, Kate, did you hear the story about David Ranta? He was released from prison because of a wrongful conviction. He had a heart attack on Friday evening. I did see that. It was so sad because he was in jail for 21 plus years for killing a Brooklyn rabbi. And it turns out the witness was coached, and he didn't do it. He's saying that he didn't do it. So his sentence was commuted. That was it. And more than commuted, it was thrown out. A witness 2 decades later comes forward and says he's been coached to identify Ranta from a police lineup. And afterwards, they recommended that his conviction be tossed out. And then they say this thing, I'm sorry what you've endured. I'm sorry for you. And I feel badly. And hours after he was released from prison, he was saying he was going to file a civil rights lawsuit against the city of New York and New York City Police Department because of the trauma of being wrongfully convicted and put in jail for 23 years. So he has all these supporters and well-wishers, but it's not going to be the people who put him there, I don't think, in the first place. All right, this one from Tom, who's listening to us in Fort Myers, Florida. Kate, you wouldn't believe the people here how crazy they are for college hoop. Stupid me, because I'm not a fan. I didn't understand. It was due to the team. You have every blue hair in town clogging up the sports bars because they want to see what happens with FGCU making big-time history. Who thinks a top 15 seed ends up going all the way to the Sweet 16? Yeah, but there's a few coaches that are a little worried about what's going to happen next. But they just are on a roll. They beat San Diego State 81-71, and they won their first one by knocking off a Georgetown. And this is, I mean, this is truly a Cinderella team. That they made history, who knows? Maybe they go further. Maybe they're not intimidated by the other teams. It doesn't seem as though they're intimidated, so that's a pretty good thing. All right, let's take another one. This one from Jack minus Jill. I like that. Jack minus Jill, pretty clever. Jack minus Jill says, Kate, I wanted to mix it up a little bit. Don't know what you were watching tube-wise over the weekend, but if you were watching the tube, you might have seen that Bible series by Rona Downey, I think her name is, and I just kind of wondered if you had seen it or not. You know what? I haven't seen it, but I heard it's just tremendous that it's not like anything else that you've seen, and it's Roma Downey and Mark Burnett is her husband, and it just started a couple of weeks ago. It's a 10-part miniseries, and it's stories from the scripture. And boy, a lot of people are saying that this is, it's an hour each week, so it's a 10-hour, 5-part miniseries, and it's absolutely incredible. They might have hit a home run with this, because a lot of people are watching it and saying, you know, reacting the same way, that it's an amazing, it's an amazing piece of work and telling different stories of the Bible. So the ratings have to be, I would assume the ratings were pretty good. But good for her and her husband for doing that and not worrying about any fallout or repercussions or, you know, whatever, that they just wanted to, they wanted to do it and put it on vignettes and put it on the screen so people could enjoy it. And it sounds like a lot of people are doing that. 5-part miniseries. Telling all the, some of the best stories you can imagine so that they come to life instead of just on the page. And pretty much everything I've heard is that they nail it. Ugh, they absolutely nail it. And Mark Burnett is no slouch to reality television and some other things, so I'm not surprised. I would think that the Bible, taking apart the Bible and telling the stories would be his forte. For sure. And it sounds like it's going really, really well, and it makes sense. Like I said, because of their background, they're participatory. They're definite practicing Catholics, Christians, and putting together the little piece was more like a labor of love, I think, than anything else. All right, if you want to send me a note, you know it's so easy to do that, or hit me up on Twitter and Facebook and all that kind of stuff, go to americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and then we go from there. Send in your thoughts, vent about whatever you want to vent about, or something clever you want to send. Please send it, because we go through that mail religiously, if you get my meaning.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America Tonight. Crazy thing I was reading in a quick weekend trip about all this speculation about Disney and Lucasfilms and what they're doing with the Star Wars franchise, and apparently what they're doing with the Star Wars franchise is they're inviting back a few people like Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia. Really? That seems, what are they thinking going back? So Star Wars Episode 7 is supposed to be released in 2015, and they continue the Star Wars saga, supposedly, and they're growing the franchise, right? But in growing the franchise, I don't know if it's a flashback deal or it was just they're punking people and saying that, but they're talking about Leia, and they're talking about all the originals, and what would they, I wonder if they would just pop up as cameos, or what the scoop is there. I think people can't get enough of Star Wars, though. So I think the Star Wars, deal would be a big hit. Where you, if you were a Star Wars fan, you know what I'm talking about. There's sometimes you just, even if it is ridiculous, because you like a couple of first original Star Wars, you know, Empire Strikes Back and all that. But you don't want to go. You don't want to go way back in the way back machine, or you don't want to mess around with things. But there are cult. There are just things that are cult followings, and then others, and that would be. It's like sort of like the James Bond franchise. I think James Bond, Star Trek, and Star Wars fall into that category. Over the weekend, there was a release of a couple of new films, because, you know, we do our cheap movie review heading into the weekend on Friday morning, so it's good to have a little follow-up. The Crods, or Croods, or whatever, I think it's the Crods. The Crods won the race at the box office. You know, the major haul was like $44 million, something like that, so they just smashed it. How about that? See, it's that thing that kids, there's a whole, as much as we're saying that, they're saying that people aren't having children, somebody is having children because they're going to the movies. There's kids going to the movies and parents taking them or dropping them off or whatever. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the animated flicks and doing as well as they're doing. Another movie that did okay, but looks pretty good, is Olympus Has Fallen. It's the whole idea about the president being captured and all that. It's raised The box office was over 30 million. And Oz the Great and Powerful, I have not seen that. I heard it's pretty good. The Oz movie, over 177 million. So somebody's going to watch that. And there's a few that have just gotten creamed along the way. I mean, even Identity Thief, I love Jason Bateman, but it looked kind of silly. That had 127 million people wanted to see it. I think that's pretty big box office, especially when you think of how many weeks it's been out there. I guess you just never know the tastes of who has the mojo going and the tastes of the people who are going to see it. I understand the kids' movies, because I think the kids' movies are big for one reason: the kids are going to see them, and they can go see them. It's not swearing and a bunch of other crazy things happening in it. So they can be dumped off at it, or they can go with their parents, or, you know, whatever. This is I mentioned the fact that gay marriage is now coming up with the Supreme Court, and it's worth a little look at this, because Karl Rove says he can imagine a Republican candidate in the next presidential campaign supporting gay marriage. This is from the guy who was the former advisor to George W. Bush, who was courting the Christian Coalition, all of that, and he's saying that, you know, that some of the opposition to gay marriage has waned in some conservative circles, and I wonder about that. I want you to send me thoughts on that. AmericaTonight.net. Of course, you can always call 855-266-5283. He was on one of the Sunday swirls, what I call the Sunday political talking heads. He was on ABC This Week. He didn't really talk much more about that, but he did mention that. On the other end of the spectrum, you had Tony Perkins, who's the president of the Family Research Council, telling Face the Nation that most Republicans still oppose gay marriage, and that 30 states have defined marriage between a man and a woman, which is part of what this whole thing is about. And the tug of war over Prop 8 and also the benefits thing. There's two separate cases. The bigger one is the definition of marriage. Since states have that already in their books, it's California's Prop 8. So California, that was the whole thing there. If the Supreme Court rules in their favor, that would mean that all the other states would have to follow suit. And that could be interesting when that's been such a big deal, a very, very big deal, the last probably decade or so. I mean, is it that the Republicans are saying, I don't care, this is a social issue, why should we even have this as an issue, and I'm okay. I'm just going to say forget it and let people get married that want to get married, and I don't care if I face blowback from this or not. See, it depends on it depends on the constituent base, I think. If they have the base who are more willing to say, socially, you know, this might not be my bag and I don't agree with it, but hey, it's each his own. I'm not going to hold up the agenda or make a ridiculous, over-the-top thing of push on this issue when there are so many other things that need to be taken care of. And that's what I think that Karl Rove is saying, that, like, hey, make it a social issue, and trust me that the 2016 person has to be supportive of this because the people coming up really don't care. They just say, let people do what they want to do and leave them alone. Not everybody, but some of them anyway. All right, I got to clean it up here at the end with that ticket thing, because I did get snookered into getting a $338 million Powerball jackpot ticket in New Jersey. However, the winning ticket was not the one that I possessed. The drawing took place on Saturday. Somebody very, very happy. The lump sum option is $211 million. Can you imagine that? $211. That's crazy. I mean, free and clear. It's taxed. It's done. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And what would you do with $211 million? What could you possibly do with that amount of money? I'm going to say there's not a lot you could do with that, because you'd be so overwhelmed by the requests. In the beginning, it would be very tough to figure out what was your next move. Buy, you know what you do? Figure out your charity, help them out, or start your own, and then buy houses. How many houses can you buy? 3, 4, whatever you want, in places that you like to go, and that's it. Boom! Right? How easy is that? Just figure out where and just land, just squat on those places from west to east, and I guarantee you'd be happy if you could bring some people along with you. That way you're not where you normally live, because I think the person who lives in New Jersey that has that ticket, they're moving. They're probably making plans right now. Whoa, I love you, New Jersey, but I'm out of the Garden State.
A thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.